AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show. We'll do some dancing a little bit later on. Oh, I got an old favorite. An old favorite coming on in here. Speaking of old favorites, a guy we've had on the air a bunch of times. It's nice to have him back. Philip Byther is kind enough to join us. He is the senior curator of performing arts at the Walker Art Center. He is kind enough today to join us about a performance this weekend, the opening of mini golf, and of course, Rock the Garden, which we get to talk about with him as well. Philip, welcome back, my friend. It's been a while.
Hey, Matt, it's great to be with you. It's so nice to be back producing live shows for real people.
I imagine that was... Okay, let's start there really quick. I mean, that was tough. I mean, and we were still going through the pandemic, but we've been able to get back to some level of normalcy here. I imagine for you, it's been tough because here you are, you're a creative person. You've done so many things. I mean, it's commissioned over 100 new works in dance and music and performance. You want to bring this to the people, and unfortunately, haven't been able to bring it to the people for the last few months.
Well, you know, we were able to squeeze in some things in the fall, and last year we had artists create these cool digital performance pieces, but there's nothing like live performance connecting real audiences with artists on stage, and we're back at it. We've just done 7 really interesting pieces in a row in the McGuire Theater at the Walker, and we're gearing up for the summer.
You've got, let's go through a few things here. First of all, this weekend, since we're talking music, let's talk about the show you guys got coming up tomorrow in the McGuire Theater.
Absolutely legendary composer, black composer, instrumentalist, inventor of computer music and electronic music, kind of master, and a scholar and educator as well, George Lewis, who's been around since the 70s, but he is much revered in contemporary music circles. And the local ensemble Zeitgeist, the Chamber Group, and the Walker have commissioned him to do a new piece. And he's been in town all week working with lots of local musicians. There'll be close to 20 musicians on stage with Zeitgeist. And there's a performance of 4 of George Lewis's work. He'll welcome and introduce everyone from the stage. And it will be a wonderful evening of contemporary music that mixes kind of electronics, jazz, and new classical composition.
Talk about that. I mean, so when you sat down, you say, well, we want to commission a piece here. I mean, was it wide open, or did you have the opportunity to directly go with George Lewis?
Well, yeah, Heather Berenger, who's one of the directors of the Zeitgeist Ensemble, we sat down a couple of years ago now and talked about composers who are living and out there and who we really both revered. And we wondered whether George Lewis, who's won a MacArthur and he's getting all these commissions in Europe and really, highly in demand, would consider coming back to the Twin Cities. He's played at the Walker a few different times in his career. And thankfully, he was up for it. He had a long relationship with Zeitgeist, and he really admires what we do at the Walker. So he devoted 5 or 6 days to come here. Wow. He wrote a piece which Zeitgeist got the score of a couple months ago. And I was just last night at Zeitgeist's studio with a lot of local musicians, and they were rehearsing some of the pieces that they'll perform. And it's so inspiring. It's definitely contemporary music. But George said in an interview in the Star Tribune the other day, he tries to make people think about music differently and think about change and think about being participants in the improvisatory experience. And maybe that will make them change the society at large to imagine new ways forward. He's particularly interested after the murder of George Floyd to be here in Minneapolis as a leading black artist. Black composers who was recognized early on, but there, as he said, there haven't been that many until recent years. So it's really wonderful to pay tribute to an artist like this who's really paved new ways forward for contemporary music.
Now we should mention Zeitgeist is a quartet, correct?
That's right, and they've been going for nearly 40 years. They're based in St. Paul. Walker's had a long history with them. They're always up to interesting things, but in this instance, working with such an internationally acclaimed composer, it really made sense for us to team up and put some commissioning money together to be able to help support a new work for the Zeitgeist Ensemble from George Lewis.
Well, and it's what's interesting here is I'm looking at the guest artist you're going to have here, Michelle Kenney. I know her cello.
Did you see that,
Liz? Oh, my God. Yeah. Michelle Kenney, cello, I know her. George Cartwright on guitar is great. You know, as Queen Dre. And then Abby Wolf, who I'm a huge fan of Abby Wolf and one of the most beautiful voices.
Oh, that's great.
And I'm a big fan. So, my goodness, it was this a case when guest artists, you know, hey, we're going to be doing this piece here, George Lewis piece. Do you guys have time? I imagine... It seems like they came running and looking for the opportunity.
Oh, my gosh. We put the word out to a lot of the best musicians, most creative musicians in the Twin Cities, and pretty much everybody said, count me in, you know, including Douglas Hewitt and Yvonne Gray and, you know, a lot of, and the people you met, Monque Ndosi, a lot of the people you mentioned, Michelle Kinney, you know, it's really Abby Wolf. It's a kind of remarkable all-star gathering of local musicians. Yeah. And they're coming because they respect George Lewis so much and the chance to work with him, you know, to develop a constructed, structured improvisation, several, in fact, in this evening. So there's four different pieces and there's different configurations of musicians. In one of them, all 19 musicians will be playing together. So
wow, that will be amazing. So this is tomorrow. Let's make sure we get the details out for this event. Tomorrow, 8 o'clock, McGuire Theater. Are tickets still available for that?
Yes, there's still tickets available, and it's 8 o'clock, and we take real care to make sure people feel safe. You know, masking is required, proof of vaccination. But it's a beautiful theater with great acoustics, and we love inviting people who have maybe not seen anything at the Walker in the McGuire Theater to come and check it out. We think they'll be in for a real treat.
Oh, you do know. If you've not been to the McGuire, you need to go to that theater. It's amazing. And it's going to be cool tomorrow night. So there you go. Just go inside. You'll catch this.
That's right.
And this is going to be one of those performances I think that people will be talking about for a long time. I mean, it really, it looks sensational. So that's tomorrow night. I know you're not the biggest mini golf fan, but I think the Walker is opening up their mini golf this weekend, right?
Today, in fact. And it's open until September 25th. And I kind of love mini golf. You know, what makes it unique at the Walker is that we invite artists, local artists, to design. And in fact, it's something of a competition, you know, to design new holes every year. So not only is it the fun of mini golf, but you're up on the terraces overlooking the beautiful skyline of Minneapolis, and you're playing these really distinctive, interesting holes designed by artists. So it's kind of a good combination of fun and art combined. So
the view of the city from the rooftop of the Walker alone is worth the admission for that. The mini golf, mm-hmm. I've done it with my kids. My kids are now, my youngest kid's 15. I've done it with my kids all these years. It is one of the things they love doing this. This is just a fun thing.
It's totally. And you know, it was an idea. This is the 15th year we've done it. And when someone proposed it originally from the education department, you know, initially the curators were like, mini golf and contemporary art. We don't know. But, you know, it's really taken and everybody is a fan of it. It brings new people to the Walker. Sometimes they'll stop and check out the sculpture garden or the galleries. And it's a wonderful combination of things, I think. So
that's opening up tonight, today rather, over at, I should say, at the Walker. So that's going for the summer. And then let's bring on the big event, the Rock the Garden. It was heartbreaking to, you know, I think last year they were planning on it, and then they had to make the call to pull the plug on it last year. The pandemic had played havoc with this. This is one of those concerts that so many people in this town look forward to every year.
It's it's really a great setting for an indie rock and eclectic mix of pop and rock and hip hop music. We've got some great bands this year, but it's just it's one of those events that people walk away feeling just like they had a great time in a great setting. It's a mix of art and food and music. We've got nationally, you know, revered bands who are great at summer outdoor concerts like Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats and the iconic Riot Girl band from Washington State, Slater Kenny. which is led by Carrie Brownstein, who's become her own sort of celebrity with Portlandia and the book she published last year, a couple of years ago. And then, you know, our own from Duluth, Low, which has been so critically acclaimed, I think much deserved. Their last two records are just so innovative and interesting. We basically turned over the second stage to them to curate two other bands that we didn't even know about. But here's artist perspective saying these are interesting musical forces that everybody in Minnesota should know about. So they're kind of playing and headlining the second stage in the Sculpture Garden, and they're bringing an indigenous doom metal duo from Australia called Divide and Dissolve, and then this great funk music master, Dame Funk from L.A. So that stage will be super cool. The big stage right next to the Walker, kind of at the base of the hillside, we'll not only have Nathaniel Rateliff, you know, great kind of R&B, blues, soul, indie, folk band with a horn section and great to hear in the summer, Slater Kenny. But also from Niger, from Africa, the wonderful Bombino. He just is a guitar shredder. It's this great combination of desert blues and kind of, you know, virtuosic rock guitarist. And then this young band, which is catching lots of attention, called Biba Doobie, 22-year-old, led by a 22-year-old young woman, and really playing a kind of new version of 90s alt rock, and they're mm-hmm. super cool too. Have a very Gen Z kind of following. So the seven bands is a good bargain. You know, there's good food, good beer. Should be nice weather. We certainly hope, and it's just a wonderful kind of gathering, and it's nice to finally be back. We had a wonderful lineup a couple of years ago, but couldn't move ahead with it because of COVID.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We hope lots of people will turn out for it.
I'm glad you're featuring the rise of African rock, because there have been a few bands that I'm coming out as like, wow, they are flooring me. They're amazingly talented. And I think it's going back to the artistic side of this, especially as a performance artist. I mean, it's finding familiarity in new places, I think, is so refreshing and fun. And I imagine that's what you got there with Bombino, is that the ability to take, you know, like a very good rock, a hard rock sound, and you're bringing it back out of Africa with a unique flair to it. I think that I'm very excited about seeing them.
When you see some of the videos of Bombino himself playing guitar, it's his virtuosity. You know, it almost has this kind of Prince-like quality. I mean, he's such a fantastic guitarist, and he leads this band that has this loping kind of desert African, North African, Central African rhythmic quality out of the Tuareg tradition. And one of the things we try to do with Rock the Garden in programming it is to have some well-known names that people are coming out to check out Nathaniel Rateliff because he's so popular here in Minnesota and his band. But then they get to discover Divide and Dissolve, or Bombino, or Biba Doobie, you know. So people, we feel like that's kind of part of our mission, is to put on a wonderful night of, indie rock and popular music, but also provide opportunities for people to discover new sounds and new bands that they otherwise wouldn't have heard.
We should mention how you set this up, because you love how you guys do this. I love how you guys do this. You literally have them staggered to where, and there's always there's a migration that goes on through the Sculpture Garden. They go from one stage to the next stage, and you've got it so staggered so perfectly that, you know, well, when one band finishes up, people go to the other stage, watch that band, then they come back to the other stage. It pretty much is nonstop music with a little bit of a hike in between, and so it's so well done. I love how you guys choreograph that whole thing.
Oh, that's so great that you, thank you for appreciating it. It is quite a technical feat. You know, it's a sound checking and organizing seven different bands and at two different stages and spread from the Sculpture Garden. But what partly makes it is we've got this beautiful natural amphitheater.
Yes.
There's a sloping grassy hill right next to the Walker where the Guthrie used to be. We have several sculptures there now, but it's a wonderful place to just sit on the grass, and you have great sight lines for seeing the stage down at the bottom of the hillside. And you see as it starts to become dusk and the last few bands hit and the skyline is in the background, it's just, I go to concerts kind of all over the world. It's one of my favorite places to see bands is our own Rock the Garden. And I know I'm a little biased, but it's a really wonderful, positive energy event, for the community.
You guys going to have the food trucks up there again?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Food trucks, beer trucks too. And you know, it, given that we've got some lingering concerns around COVID and things, you know, it's outdoors, and you know, people can stay as close or as far apart as they want from each other, and you know, on the hillside and things like that. And the building is open; people can, you know, wander in and out. And it's a lot of work and energy, but we are so glad that we could move ahead this year with it. It's the 19th Rock the Garden that we've done, you know, just fun to sometimes, for me curatorially, to get to chance. I grew up with rock and roll, and I listened to a lot of pop and rock music. Generally, I program more experimental and contemporary dance and theatrical work and contemporary music. This is our one chance to really select and celebrate a lot of wonderfully adventurous pop musicians and rock musicians. So it's a good time.
I highly recommend it. It is great fun. And as Philip just said there, one of the things I think it's important is, especially up on the from the view I can remember from the stage, if you look up on the left upper part of the hill, there's a lot of area up there to spread out in. And so if you want to go catch the music, but you're a little bit, okay, I'm not sure about this, there's going to be areas where you're going to be able to social distance. I trust me that you go up there. A lot of people go down towards the stage, but the reality is there's lots of areas that you're going to be able to see the show, hear the show, no problem. So I want to encourage you, if you haven't done this, it is a fantastic concert. Rock the Garden. It's Saturday, June 11th, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Doors open, I think, at 1 o'clock, and it goes until 10 o'clock at night. And, you know, you can see as much or as little of the music you want to. You can wander around the sculpture garden. You can hang out by the food and beer trucks. You know, you can sit on the grass with your family or friends, and or you can come right down and be part of the high energy right close to the state main stage.
I will also, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention, there is probably one of the top three modern art museums on the freaking planet right there by yourself, too. So if you want to, you can go see some of the best modern art on the planet right there, too. So there's a win across the board.
Yeah, and if people haven't had a chance to check out the sculpture garden, in the last year or two, it's a wonderful chance to see what new sculptures are up and get a chance to see this wonderful. It's one of the best urban sculpture gardens, I think, in the country. And, you know, the music is integrated right in there with the outdoor sculptures and things. And so it's, you know, it's a nice combination of things, I have to say.
All right, so let's run these all again. Tomorrow night, the concert over at the McGuire Theater.
The music of George Lewis, featuring Zeitgeist and 16 guest musicians from around the Twin Cities. So that's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. Tickets available at the box office over the Walker. Mini golf opens today through the summer. Go try that out. You'll love that. And then once again, when's Rock the Garden?
June 11th, Saturday, June 11th. And it will doors open at 1 o'clock. Tickets are on sale now. You know, again, I know a lot of festivals, there's some can happen, some can't this year. We're really glad that we plowed ahead and all the bands are excited about playing. And so that will happen June 11th and it'll be the 19th Rock the Garden. We're excited about it.
Walker Art Center Senior Curator for Performing Arts is Philip Byther. Philip, as always, an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much. Come on back, man. I always enjoy talking with you, okay?
Matt, thanks so much. And thanks for all the good work and the progressive thinking and messaging you guys are doing day in, day out. Really appreciate it.